Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program doesn't provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're diving into something that honestly affects every homeowner out there, knowing what your property is actually worth.
Thanks for having me. You know, this is such a fundamental thing that people often overlook. I mean, whether you're thinking about selling, refinancing, or just understanding your net worth, knowing your home's true value is really the starting point for everything else.
Right, exactly. So like, what's the difference between what people think their home is worth versus what it actually is? I feel like a lot of folks just kind of guess, you know?
Oh man, yeah. People often base it on what a neighbor sold their place for 5 years ago, or they just pick a number they'd like it to be worth. But the market moves, neighborhoods change, home conditions matter, all of that factors in. Getting an accurate valuation means looking at comparable sales, market trends, condition of the property, location specifics. In Sarasota especially, you've got everything from waterfront properties to inland homes, and the values can vary dramatically depending on the zip code and neighborhood.
Oh, wow. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all thing. That makes sense, especially in a market like Sarasota, where you've got such diverse neighborhoods. How do people actually go about getting an accurate valuation then?
So there are a few approaches. You can pull comparable sales data yourself, look at recent transactions in your area. That's the foundation. You can use online tools, though those are sometimes pretty rough estimates. But honestly, the most reliable way is to work with a real estate professional who knows your specific market inside and out. Someone who understands the local nuances, who's tracking inventory trends, and who can give you a realistic picture of what your home could actually sell for today. We've got resources available where you can get a free home value report and see what your property could be worth in the current market.
That's super helpful. So when you're looking at these comps and doing that analysis, what are like the biggest factors that move the needle on price?
Oh, there's a bunch. Location is obviously huge. Waterfront versus non-waterfront, proximity to beaches, shopping, schools. Then you've got the condition of the home itself, the age, any recent upgrades. Square footage and lot size matter. And then there's the current market conditions, whether inventory is tight or there's a lot of homes for sale. Right now in Sarasota, inventory is definitely a factor that's influencing values. The more you understand about your specific property and how it compares to what's actually selling, the better positioned you are.
No kidding. So I guess the takeaway here is that it's not just about picking a number you like. It's about actually doing the homework and understanding what the market is telling you. That's really valuable stuff, David. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you're thinking about your next move or just want to understand your financial position better, knowing your home's true value is power. It puts you in control of your decisions instead of just guessing.
Love that. Folks, if you want to dig deeper into Sarasota real estate, check the show notes for links to more resources, including information on getting your own free home value report. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.